Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Scruggs.
Here.
Please rise. Join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? You look familiar.
I hope that's in a good way.
Yes, it is.
I'm just
look, name and address.
Bob Mankey, 2970 Thorncrest Drive. I'm also president of the firefighters. I'm here to speak on item G13. Just that after some long discussion with our membership, we did decide to ratify the agreement and hope you do the same. I've been negotiating our contracts and a compliment to your team since I've been hired, and this is probably the best that we've ever had. So thank you.
What was the vote, Bob?
I don't have the numbers. It was 3 that voted no, and everyone else was yeah. So
15-3 or something?
16-3, that was there.
So. Thank you. By the way, Bob, thank you for your professionalism. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. You look, another one that looks familiar. Got to be careful. Got the judge coming.
I thought he'd be forgotten by now. So.
I don't think so.
Fred Clements, 9399 Cobblestone Way, Unit A. Four items I want to talk about, but I'll make it brief about all four. First of all, I do support the Masonic Lodge locating on 27th Street. There's no question that one of the issues is properties on 27th Street are in general revenue producing for the city. However, I know the Masons. I know they have been great benefits to all the communities in which they've been located. I know they give scholarships out. I'm sure that they would be willing to do that for Franklin students in the future, and I think when you consider that factor, they're definitely a positive for the community. Second of all, I do support the idea of the extension of Madison Avenue. I think the people there have...
Marquette,
people there have come to rely on that for a long time, and I think it's an idea whose day has come. I hope the council will support that. But the next two items are more people items. I'm more of a people person than I am a project person.
Really?
And I think there's a lot of people in this room that should be congratulated, but two in particular. The first one I want to comment about is our city clerk, who I think did an absolutely outstanding job with the elections. I think sometimes, I hope the vote on that isn't 3-3, by the way. But anyways, I think sometimes that tends to get overlooked. Our city clerk does such a good job with elections and has them run so smoothly that I think sometimes we tend to take that for granted. We just assume everything is going to go well because it always has. But that's largely because of the great efforts of our outstanding city clerk. The final thing that I wanted to comment, I said I'd be brief and I will, is another person who's donated and dedicated a lot of time to the city, has been just an outstanding chief, and that's Chief Jim Martins. I'd like to thank you for all your years of service, Jim.
Good evening. Mark Borkowski, 3650 South Sunset Drive, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Good evening to all. First, let me say congratulations to all of you on a relatively controversy-free budget in the city of Franklin. I wish that the county could say the same thing, but we can't. Also, the city clerk, when I find out that 91% of the eligible voters in the city of Franklin voted, I think we should all take a pause for a second and think about the fact that 91% is a phenomenal number. I don't know if I've ever heard that in any election anywhere. So congratulations to the city of Franklin. I'm here this evening for the Pleasant View School and hoping that a new access road could be developed for them. I know that Alderwoman Kristen Wilhelm has worked very, very hard to see that to fruition, and I know that you all have deliberated this on a couple of occasions, but it sounds to me like maybe it's coming to some kind of fruition. I have had numerous conversations with now my colleague, Superman Steve Taylor, who tells me that things are progressing, and I also had a chance to meet with the mayor on Thursday about that. So I just wanted to let everyone know that I was in support of that and would appreciate whatever kind of look-see that you could give to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Mark, by the way, thank you for being our county supervisor. Great job. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. In regards to the Marquette extension, I feel that should go all the way to 51st Street, just like Southview should go all the way through. Two of the people sitting on this common council were the one that caused the problem to begin with. It's up to you people to try and straighten that out. Since the school district owns that land, there's no reason why we can't move forward on it tomorrow. Right? Thank you.
All right, anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else? If not, we'll close the citizens' comment period and turn to item C1, approval of regular meeting of October 16th, 2012. Alderman Wilbon.
I just have a correction to the item B2A, or B2B, and that's a correction where it says that it's a memo from Supervisor Marina Dmitrievich. It's actually a to her from the Budget Administration Department of Administrative Services. I have a memo here from the council packet, and it's actually a memo to her from them, and the minutes say it's from her. Now, maybe she supplied it, and it would be from as submitted by her, but it's actually not a memo from her. So with that, I'll make that minor correction and approval of the minutes for October 16th.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. I now have before you meeting minutes, a special meeting of November 1st, 2012. Is there a discussion? Not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 3, approval of committee of the whole meeting of November 5th, 2012. Alderman Wilhelm.
Mayor, would you object to mentioning that you read the letters submitted by the citizens into the record because they were not part of the budget packet and they are not part of this council packet? So the only way someone would know that they were...
You mean by reference? Or?
Right, just reference that...
Sure.
It's up to the council. The names were read into the record by Mayor Taylor and support.
No objection. Seeing none.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes with that addition.
Second. So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now we go down to item F. We have correspondence from Chris Abley, and basically submitted for it says what it says. I did bump into the chairwoman of the county board yesterday at the ICC meeting, and she said that she would ask that her letter as well, which I believe Supervisor Taylor passed out a few moments ago, dated October 29th, 2012, also be that you have the chance to look at that as well. I think all of you have it. Both of these are for informational purposes. And they are what they are, unless anyone has any comments. Alderman Olson.
Mr. Mayor, we haven't had any conversations regarding the transfer of the house, correct? Excuse me. The correctional facility south to the county executive's office. Mayor Clements and I lived under that for some of us for many, many years. And as the alderman for the district that the house, that's what I'm going to call it, sits in, I would strongly oppose transfer back to the county executive's office. The sheriff has proven to me through his staff that they can effectively run that house in a strong and secure manner, unlike what was happened in the past. So I would prefer to be should go on record at some point supporting that remaining under the sheriff's
Did you want to refer that to maybe a committee of the whole meeting? Or
I'll refer to the next meeting, which is next Tuesday.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
I'll second it.
All right. Any further discussion? Alderman Taylor.
For the record, the county board passed, I think it was like 13 to 5 maybe, that starting April 1st, that it would be transferred over to the county executive. The county executive did veto that, but based on what probably will happen tomorrow, is that will be overridden. And unfortunately, Mark, Supervisor Borkowski and I will be on the minority on that one. And April 1st, it will be in the hands of the county exec and no longer the sheriff, which the sheriff on record said he didn't want it anyway, basically. But I bet he wanted the budget, but maybe not the work. But anyways, that's where it's heading.
Okay. Just under quick discussion, Alderman Olson knows that when we had the annual tour of the House of Correction with the Chief Judge this past year, that both he and I voiced a strong opposition to that because of the problems that we had experienced in the past. But I do understand that the sheriff recently said that he was no longer interested in handling it. So we need to investigate that. So, all right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have items G1A, B through 1, 2, 3. You have that in front of you. That's what. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are privileged tonight to have with us the Executive Director, Gateway to Milwaukee, along with some of the other special stars from our community who also are with Gateway, like Mike Sweeney. And Mr. Rave is here to give you a very brief presentation about Aerotropolis Milwaukee. And I think that towards the end of it, he may be hinting that the Aerotropolis could benefit by more financial support from all of the communities, not only in Milwaukee County, but throughout the whole region. So I just, Tom just gave us a presentation at the ICC yesterday, so welcome, Tom.
Thank you very much, Mayor Taylor. Is this on? Everybody here okay?
You hear back there?
Okay, thank you very much, Mayor Taylor. It's interesting, I was looking through my materials, and I found a presentation made almost 3 years ago, November 23rd, 2009, comments to the City of Franklin Economic Development Commission about Aerotropolis, Milwaukee. Thank you very much. I'm going to take you through this quickly. The Gateway to Milwaukee, I'm the executive director, is really a brand. It's a trademark brand name. It covers all these four items. It's the area around our airport. It's a business association that started in 2005, basically to make the area look better around the airport. We formed a business improvement district in 2007. There are 330 commercial properties that get taxed every year. Generates about $335,000. And then Milwaukee Gateway Aerotropolis Corporation was incorporated December of 2009. That has become a 501c3 approved by the IRS under the rationale that it's going to be reducing the burdens of government, that no individual government entity in this area can do this regional economic development effort. And by their participation, we'll be reducing their burdens. This is real quickly the mission of Airport Gateway Business Association and its goals, but it's basically aimed at developing the vitality of the gateway to Milwaukee. We are blessed, if you think about it, to have the airport, the Amtrak train station. There are two commercial railroads that go on either side of the airport that meet near the Port of Milwaukee, I-94-43, the Mitchell Interchange. So we have all four key modes of transportation in a fairly small geographic area. So the real key is how do we as an area take advantage of these so they perform really efficiently with good interconnections, connect well with Chicago, so businesses choose to locate in this area because having their transportation logistics costs be efficient, offering good connectivity and less expensive will make it an attractive area for them to locate. This is how we'll end up having jobs and our final goal is to grow the values of businesses and commercial properties. This is a statement from Dr. John Casarda. He is the world guru of this concept from the University of North Carolina. He chairs the Airport Cities World Conference every year. Just had his 10th conference in April. It would happen to be in Denver, but there are attendance from 60 countries, about 800 people. So you start seeing presentations about what's going on around this concept around the world, and that's where your eyes get open, including by some areas in this country. So this is really about regional competition as an area that's attractive for businesses looking at the future. But it's increasingly clear that there's a fast-paced, globally networked economy is changing the rules of business competition and industrial location. They're being altered by a catalytic convergence of digitalization, globalization, aviation, and time-based competition that are forming a new economic geography with commercial airports driving and shaping business location and industrial development, much as highways did in the 20th century, railroads the 19th, and seaports in the 18th. So this is really part of an evolution of society in our world, and if you watch the development going on with many other countries becoming much more economically competitive, get back to my comments about we needing to come together and be efficient and if we're going to be a competitive area in the future. The Aerotropolis Act, there's been federal legislation introduced for 2 years. Representative Gwen Moore was one of the co-sponsors. I have one very bright young man working with me, but we spent an hour on the phone with five analysts from Congress. So they're starting to look at this concept as a way of looking at funding activities in the future. But this is probably the best definition. It's a planned and coordinated multimodal freight and passenger transportation complex which provides efficient, cost-effective, sustainable. We have to pay attention to the environment. I think it's obvious with what's changing in the climate and growing populations. We have to work hard at doing that. And intermodal connectivity to a defined region of economic significance centered around a major airport. I think as federal funds look to be distributed in the future, and they're proportionally going to be less available than they were historically because of the financial problems facing our federal government, we have to have our act together if we're going to be able to have federal funds operate around transportation and logistics going forward. So MGAC, the Aerotropolis Corporation, has one private member. It's our business association. There's a list of people who serve as directors. A key one is Christian Bartley from World Trade Center, Wisconsin. We want an international influence. Paul Bowers publishes Airport Improvement Magazine, so he's familiar with what's going on in many airports across the country. The public members who have come on board, here is a list of public members, all of them such as Franklin did, and we thank you for that, of taking this through their common councils, become voting members of Milwaukee Gateway Aerotropolis Corporation. There's been no financial requirement of anybody. Most of the funding for this exercise has come out of our business improvement district, where we, on average, donate about $65,000 a year towards this exercise. A number of these communities have voluntarily made some contributions. I think the maximum one is Oak Creek at $10,000, but you can see the list of people here. Each of these organizations gets one seat on the board of directors. The city of Milwaukee gets two because it owns the Port of Milwaukee. Here is a continuing list of public members and directors, two from Milwaukee County. Ken Yunker, executive director of SewerPAC, is a member, and importantly, we've got four parts of the state of Wisconsin. And real simply, the objective here is let's get everybody on the same page going the same direction. We really have to do that. We really have to collaborate regionally if we're going to be effective in putting together an efficient Aerotropolis organization. Mike Berg is the number two guy for WISDOT. He comes over from Madison, as does Kathy Hetty. She comes over from Madison. And Wyman Winston from WIDA does also. Our vision, in front of you, there are two documents that we've handed out. One is our foundation document. Our vision is on there. We go through quickly that foundation document at the start of every board meeting. So the orientation for everybody is at a broader vision of what we're trying to do. But it's be a vibrant and diverse transportation and commercial hub for the region, with the rest supporting this region and the rest of the world as a globally recognized economic engine that attracts business and people. We have to have a definite vision of what we're working toward. This is probably the best display of what Aerotropolis Milwaukee will be. The smaller horizontal tabs up on the top. If you're following what happens with M7, these are the economic clusters in southeastern Wisconsin. If you think about it, an efficient transportation logistics hub will make all of them more successful, all of them more profitable. So what we're talking about supports all the activities that are going on. This includes transit getting people to and from work. This includes getting intermodal rail services back into southeast Wisconsin. We no longer have that capability here. That's a real minus. That will affect shipping activity coming into the port will decline. So these are serious situations that are facing us. Where are we now? We've gotten a strategic roadmap completed by Dr. Casarda, but that's not really not a business plan. So there's a number of activities we're doing. Number one is at the suggestion of Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. We're about to embark on an economic and market opportunities analysis. They're going to be paying for up to half of that. We are applying for grants, the most recent one. Unfortunately, we missed one with the Bradley Foundation, but we're strongly encouraged to reapply, which we've done for $225,000 to help do a number of these activities. But one is to do an economic market opportunities analysis. One is a freight analysis of the southeastern one-third of Wisconsin. That is the reach of an aerotropolis. When I earlier mentioned about the loss of intermodal ramp activities at the Port of Milwaukee, there's a company that was offering those services, happened to be at the port. We asked them who their top 10 clients were. Wausau Paper, Neenah Paper, Sanimax up in Green Bay. So this is the reach that goes on around transportation and logistics. And we're going to be doing it by calling more directly on customers than the traditional way that WISDOT has done. We'll work with sewer pack and the land use analysis, continue marketing and education, and really stimulate regional planning. We're behind in a number of ways. To give you some idea, Wayne County over in Michigan, they have an aerotropolis area. The Michigan legislature has authorized up to $500 million in tax credits to businesses that will locate there. We don't have anything like that. So there's an attraction for businesses. Manufacturing, they want manufacturing entities just like we do. So there's activities that are going on like that. Indianapolis is that way. Memphis is America's aerotropolis. St. Louis is trying to get nonstop flights in from China. Denver Airport City is decades ahead of what we're doing. Toronto's goal is to be the city on the Great Lakes, outpacing Chicago. So this is, the world is changing, and we have to compete also. OECD, Tri-State Alliance, 21-county region. Real quickly, I don't know if you've seen it in the paper, but there's the first time Organization for Economic Cooperation for Development published a study in the U.S. It was about the tri-state region, northwest Indiana, metropolitan Chicago, and six counties in southeastern Wisconsin. The federal government is already referring to it as a region. We have to come together and participate well with that if we're going to be competitive, play ball with the feds, and looking at future funding for how this whole region will be competitive. So this has to be what I call a business-led environment. We've got to be looking at what's going to make businesses here successful. This is how we'll help create jobs. Governments have to come together to work to create this kind of an environment so it can be efficient and effective. And we have to develop something of a do-it-now attitude because that's just the trend that's going on for business competition. So it needs to be a collaborative regional effort. We've gotten letters of support from municipalities, including from Mayor Taylor of Franklin, from County Executive Abley, Mayor Barrett, all the supporting communities. Also from Caterpillar Corporation, from Patrick Cudahy Corporation, from Visit Milwaukee. There's many entities that understand this. And just at the last M7 meeting, I had a one-minute conversation with Bill Berezovitz of GE Healthcare. Took 30 seconds to explain the concept to him. He said, this makes a lot of sense. We have to do this for this region. So there's strong interest out there for doing it. So we have a vision, mission, goals, founding principles, which you can see. There's also a one-page description that's been given to you of what we look to do. But really, everybody, it's up to us to come together. There's no one company driving this. It's not me personally. I'm obviously interested, but it's up to us. This is our future, and we have to do it for ourselves to be competitive. And this will benefit Franklin. This will make the industrial park that's there, where Franklin is located, where the growth is going to keep on occurring between Greater Milwaukee and Chicago. Franklin's an ideal position to have that happen. So we thank you for your support. Certainly hope you continue. And finally, there's a quote here. There's no magic bullet in economic transformation. It comes about when people from all sectors come together in genuine partnerships for the common good, when bureaucratic impediments are swept aside, comes about when intertwined with basic improvements, a few bold experiments are launched, and it comes about when public and private sectors come together to invest in the resources needed to stimulate transformation. We're coming to a point where we have to work together, which is different than this region has operated historically. And this gets back to me, it's about competition. And real simply, for those of you who are around, there's a whole industry growing up about industry site selection. People just looking at things. One of the things they're considering even is credit ratings of governments in the area. But if we don't have, we've lost one with this intermodal capabilities not being here. And what happened, incidentally, what the impact on these companies directly is going to cost them $600 more to go down to Chicago to pick up the containers and come back. And they may have to do it at night. So they have to, it's going to impact the companies even higher to do transportation. So that's the recent update over the last 3 years of what we're doing and what we're looking to get to.
Okay. Well, first of all, Tom, thank you for everything that you have done. You've been working tirelessly on the, on this proposal. It seems like every time I go someplace, you're there making the pitch. We have a lot of Franklin businesses that are tied to the airport. That airport is vital to keeping their businesses afloat. I've said it many, many times that my opinion is there's really no more important tool than the airport for economic development for Wisconsin. We need to do everything in our powers to try and keep it healthy. I have said to Tom when he first came here, so what's in it for Franklin? Because I was more than a little bit reluctant to get on board, because I just couldn't see how we, being so far away from the airport, would benefit from it. Since the first meeting, where there were just a handful of people that were in attendance, the meetings that now take place, it's literally the who's who of transportation for not just southeastern Wisconsin, but for all of Wisconsin. The governor's people have been down there and are pretty normal, routine visitors to the Aerotropolis now. City of Oak Creek, I believe, just donated, what was it, $5,000?
They've done $10,000 total. And Hales Corners, we're going to be going to talk to Hales Corners, and after the ICC presentation, West Milwaukee also. So there's growing interest, but it's important for Franklin to continue its so its long-term benefit. This will take time to do because these are big picture items. But unless we have the communities pulling together to do this and see the value for the future and the need, how we have to pull together if we're going to be economically competitive future. If we don't do that, this area, which has been sliding downhill comparatively, that slide will continue, if not accelerate.
Well, and I understand Milwaukee County will be voting on a measure tomorrow to a grant of $7,500.
You did.
Okay. November 1st. So they've started to kick in and make it, taking it, they're treating it more seriously. Tom knows this, and so do the mayors, that I've said that, if you're closer to the airport, you're obviously going to get more benefits, so maybe there should be some sort of sliding scale as to what the donation should be or the contribution from Franklin. But I do think the Aerotropolis Initiative is extremely important, and I think Franklin should continue to be a part of it. Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. What was it that we gave 3 years ago? Was it $5,000?
What
was the dollar amount that we gave 3 years ago? Was it $5,000?
$500. In fact, I just asked the board of directors to give me a listing of all the donations from everyone at the last meeting, and then I think I held up the audit report until the next meeting, right?
Alderman Taylor, I think that was $500, and that went towards a specific project.
Okay.
When had a booth at the exhibit hall of the International Council of Shopping Centers in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so Franklin contributed $500 towards that effort, as did a number of other communities, and we rented exhibit space, and Alderman Skowronski was there in attendance. But and the real concept is in competing to have developers start looking at an area, big retailers, it's really this whole area. I mean, they just want a spot in the map, and with all the data analytics capabilities now, they'll phenomenal what they know about people living in the subdivision and how they spend their money. And to them, it doesn't matter, seriously, if it's in Franklin County, whatever, the initial part of it. So we're trying to sell the whole region. when they come to a region, then they'll start looking individually at the different communities depending on what capabilities or situations are available. But that's where the $500
went. Okay, so that's all we've contributed in 3 years, is that amount? Okay, thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. And there's nothing that compels us to take any action tonight, but Tom did appreciate that you reached out. I know you have to be in Brookfield in, what, about half an hour?
Yeah, but it's personal, but that's okay.
Any questions or comments? Alderman Skratzky?
No, I think it's great. You have to be a player into the economic development of the region in order to be noticed. We have great companies that are in our business park. We have a lot of good quality items. We have a good school system. We have a good base of workers that are here. So it's very important that we become and stay part of this economic development.
I guess I will add one more thing, and that's that the second building for Northwestern Mutual is, my recollection is, for international training for their corporation. So the airport is vital. Wheaton Franciscan with their expansion, people are flying in from around the Midwest, if not the country, to go to our hospital. So the airport is also very vital. And then we have that beautiful hotel that's on 27th Street, Staybridge Suites, along with all of the other facilities in the city. Probably don't think of this, but the Indian Community School, the board of directors is the who's who of Wisconsin, if not a larger region. So they, too, are using the airport. So with that, again, thanks, Tom.
You're welcome. Can I just add one quick addendum to what
you
said?
If I said no,
then I won't. But it would trigger me by what you said with Northwestern Mutual and International. When I mentioned we want to do our freight analysis, the idea we have is we have to develop a repeatable survey that goes to many companies, which talks about, from a freight standpoint, materials in, materials out, how often, frequency, wherever. At the same time, we're going to be asking about their business flight activities. So we start understanding how often their people fly for business and where do they go, how often do they have to drive down to O'Hare. I mean, we have to take a much more market-based approach to looking at how we do things like that. And you have to start building in the costs of transportation, the impacts on sustainability for our environment. I mean, that's just something we have to do, it, and that's happening more and more elsewhere. So that's your international comments directed me to that, because we have to take advantage of the assets that is here, but we have to stimulate and get more activity going through it for our mutual benefit, for everybody's benefit.
Well, thank you again. All right. Turn to the next item on the agenda, which is item G3, Ordinance Adopting 2013 Annual Budget for General Fund, Library Fund, Solid Waste Collection Fund, Sewer Service Fund, Capital Outlay Fund, Equipment Replacement Fund, Street Improvement Fund, Capital Improvement Fund, Debt Service Fund, Development Fund, and TIF District Funds, and Adopting the Property Tax Levy and Other Revenues for the City of Franklin for fiscal year 2013. Ms. LeBert?
This is the concluding step of the 2013 budget process. The mayor's recommended budget was presented to the county council in September. The committee of the whole recommended changes on their meeting of October 1st, and that budget was sent to public hearing, which was held on November 5th, where input was received. So the ordinance included in your book today includes just those items that were at the public hearing as came out of the Committee of the Whole. You will note you have received, I think, one memo regarding the Marquette Avenue extension and a motion that could be included given the amount of comment that was received at the public hearing on that matter. Staff has also recommended a step that we've taken each of the last 4 years relative to preservation of room under the expenditure restraint cap, with an addition of a appropriation in the contingency line. And there was also a memo provided at the request of Alderman Solomon addressing some parkland acquisition, primarily using impact fee revenue.
I'd only say one thing, because I think you have some recommended motions, but the issue of the extension of Marquette Avenue, once again, I do support that. And if it passes, I'm not going to raise issues with this. I also want to salute the council. for their professionalism with the budget. I want to thank Council President Taylor for chairing the meeting and doing a good job on the budget. And I think it is a good, responsible budget, and it's going to take care of what we need to take care of for 2013. I also want to thank the staff. Did a great job on this, Mark and Paul. And it's Cal here someplace. So thank you for all the time and effort. There's hundreds and hundreds of hours that goes into it collectively. So with that, Mr. Liberti, do you have any recommended motions?
At the bottom of the council action sheet is a recommended motion for adoption of the ordinance. And to the end of that, you could add including amending the plan within the capital improvement fund for the 2013 budget, reducing the estimated 2012 column other by 50,000, reducing the recommended budget 2013 column other by 30,000, and adding the recommended budget 2013 column and approved projects line of 80,000 for extension of West Marquette Avenue, PBS to 49th Street. That would be all the items that primarily came from committee of the whole and the public hearing.
Alderman Wilhelm?
I can make that motion working with, just as you presented, and working with Director Administration, Mark, and input from Paul and Finance, we were able to come
Alderman
up with
Wilhelm, the best. Could you speak into the mics?
Came up with the best method to, would be appropriate to move the Marquette extension westerly to 49th Street forward, and I believe that the motion that Mr. Florida read that I'm fully supportive of making will make that happen. So
is there a second?
I'll second it with the following amendments.
Okay. Alderman Solomon, you have the floor, and then Alderman Olson.
Yes. I also want to move to amend the plan within the capital improvement fund of the 2013 budget, increasing the recommended budget 2013 column, transfer from impact fees by $225,000, and adding to the recommended budget 2013 column pending projects approval, and the line item of $225,000 for land necessary for the Pleasant View Park access. Also, to move to amend the plan within the development impact fee fund of the 2013 budget, increasing the transfer to capital improvement fund line of the proposed budget 2013 column by $225,000.
Is there a second to the amended motion?
Second.
Under discussion, Alderman, did you have the floor? Alderman Olson was next, and then Alderman Taylor.
Before we move on to a vote, I'd sure like to know what all of these motions, procedurally how these motions went in, because I heard Alderman Wilhelm make a motion to amend the budget, not to accept the budget. So, and then Alderman Solomon's then would not have been appropriate, I don't think, but I'm not the city attorney. So I think we need to clean these up before we make some votes. My second point is...
Just on that, I thought that you had made a motion or that you had recommended a motion. Mr. Liberto, just a
I can answer procedurally. Our intent was the budget document detail is what you addressed at committee of the whole. So the two motions amend that the budget document detail as sent out of committee of the whole, and then the ordinance then reflects those total numbers that are a result of all the pages in the budget.
Thank you. I get that. But we need to be more clear on the motions that we make, and we haven't been tonight.
Correct.
And that's my blanket statement. My follow-on statement is that we need to have an understanding with this body that the Market Avenue project and consequently this park project moved from unapproved to approved projects in the capital budget. No fooling around, you know. When the frost breaks, Jack's moving dirt.
The city attorney.
Here's what I heard. Mr. Liberta recommended the motion at the bottom of item G3, page 19, which is to adopt the ordinance proper, which technically in the packet includes everything that was presented to the committee of the whole, and added language which would also add Marquette Extension. Alderman Wilhelm moved that motion, which is the whole budget, including Marquette. Alderman Solomon said second, and then he moved to amend that main motion to include the southern park access directly south of the Marquette Extension. I don't know that I've heard a second to Alderman Solomon's motion. Okay, that's a separate motion. The council votes on motions to amend the main motion first.
Correct.
And I have a special mic.
So we're on the amended motion, and Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. For some reason, when I picked up my packet on the other day, and it was like this big. I don't recall seeing the memo on the parkland issue. I had the Marquette one in there, but not the memo on the parkland. So if somebody could get me a copy of that so I could have my records. But I understand the gist of it, but I still like to just quickly brief through it. Thank you.
You want to take a minute?
No, that's right.
I just want to know. You want to get up the floor?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Alderman Solomon, and then Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Olson.
I'd just like to explain that the budget item of $225,000 from impact fees to capital has not yet been approved. Okay? It's a pending project. The city attorney is going to be required to negotiate with the property owners of the north piece of property for the access to 49th Street. At the same time, we also need the access to the park on the south side of the property. Since he's going to have the individuals in-house, it would be more than logical to have him do it all at the same time if he can. So it's a pending project, and it gives the city attorney the ability to move forward and do the negotiations and come back and say, okay, this is what it's going to cost us.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm, and we are on the amendment to the main motion.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay. I was trying to listen very carefully to Alderman Solomon's motion. The note I have in front of me says that you were going to move it to the approved project, but I thought I heard you say you were keeping it independent.
It's going to stay independent at this time.
Okay.
And we still don't know what the costs are.
And the reason why that becomes important is another reason. In December, we will probably be seeing the DNR grant contract and agreement for the Safe Routes to School, Pleasant View School, that several of the committees, including the Parks Department, and had all recommended. And that funding is pending, and if too many of the impact fees are allocated in one spot, it might cut that project short. So we need to make sure we're not throwing away $100,000 of grant funding because we've tied it up, and we want to make sure that can all flush out. So I think his motion allows us the flexibility to do that, and I'm okay with that. I told him I would support the lower part, provided it doesn't hold up the Marquette Avenue project.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion, Mr. City Attorney? On the amendment?
Only with regard to the memo which was handed to Alderman Taylor. I think Mr. Patterson handed that out immediately before the November 5th meeting of the whole meeting. And I mentioned to him right away that the first sentence is technically accurate in terms of my intentions. And I intended to bring it up. I forgot it. And the purpose is to put a budget amount for these, I'll just refer to them as projects, in the city's budget, but bottom line on these two projects is public acquisition. Period.
Okay, on the amendment to the main motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Mr. City Attorney, does that just require a simple majority vote?
Yes.
I have six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. On the main motion, under discussion, Mr. Liberta.
And then the last motion we
We haven't passed the first motion yet.
Well, you're back to the main motion, so I would suggest within the packet the final amendment that was brought to your attention, which was a motion to increase the general fund contingency line item by $950,000, and there's a detailed memo in your packet relative to the preservation of room under the expenditure restraint program cap. This is the last step we've typically done with the budget in each of the last 4 years, and it's an important fiscal strategy, and it in no way affects the property tax levy, property tax rates, or enables or makes more likely any future property tax.
Do you have a recommended amended motion?
That would be just a motion to increase the general fund contingency line item by $950,000.
So moved. It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
Could we just make that a second motion?
Wanted to include it in your original order.
All right. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded on the amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries on the main motion. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you,
staff.
Congratulations.
Roberta. Paul, first budget. Not bad. Cal, thank you.
Unanimous budget.
How about a round of applause for the staff? Good job, gentlemen. All right. Is there anything else?
Yeah.
Item 4, authorization to establish the Convergence Core Plus Fund as an additional investment vehicle for investment of other post-employment benefits trust assets. I always look forward to this motion. It's so exciting. Mr. Patterson.
This is a flexibility of second investment vehicle for the investment both as trust assets being recommended. It's has gone to the Finance Committee. They had several questions. We'll answer some questions on the agenda item. And the Finance Committee has recommended establishing the Convergence Core Plus Fund as an additional investment option for the EDC account for both of them.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Well, Cal, I read the under the analysis page here. And as you recall, last time I went through this, I had some questions. How did we come to the Convergence Core Plus Fund? How did that arrive at our doors?
How did it arrive at our doorstep? It's basically a fund that I've been following for a number of years. It's a fund that's managed by the gentleman who represents our current investment.
On any other funds that might be appropriate?
I
recall 3 years ago, pretty much the same thing. That's it.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you, Cal.
Mr. Mayor, mark my vote a no, please.
All right. Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item 5, for the Franklin Economic Development Committee, marketing brochure and website. We have with us tonight Mr. Craig Haskins. I thought we had Mike Sweeney out here. And you want to bring anyone, all of your members up, if you could?
If I could? Or
sure.
Sure.
We don't get to see him very
often. Tim Tatlock here.
Okay. Welcome. Thanks for coming out on a cold night. I see you, Tim. If you could, please state your name and address for the record.
Craig Haskins, 5444 West Harvard Drive.
Frank Tatlock, 3119 West Minnesota Avenue, Frank.
Craig?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for letting us appear here tonight to give you a quick presentation on the efforts for Franklin to achieve the goals that you all set out for us last year when we formed our committee. And let me just remind you, that was to attract business to Franklin, to promote the city, and to work to retain existing businesses and complement, supplement, whichever it may be, the city's existing marketing efforts. On March 20th, I appeared right here and set forth a budget of expenditures that included a business appreciation party, a marketing brochure, which is in front of you, and a new website, which I'll display in a second. Focuses on economic development. You approved $3,000 for the business appreciation party, $2,967.01 for the brochure, design, licensing, and printing, and $22,612 for the creation of a website. I'm happy to report the business appreciation event was held October 17th at Gus's. Over 70 business owners, managers, and dignitaries were in attendance, including many of you, Representative Jeff Stone and Senator Mary Lozich. We recognized Karma Labs for their 75 years in business, producing a product that my wife just can't live without. And the final budget came in under the allocated $3,000. We did spend $1,815.18. So that's part one. The brochure is in front of you. This is the size. This is not the exact way this will look, obviously. This is a temporary print job off of a laser printer. It'll be more professionally produced. The colors on some of the headings on the inside of the brochure are off. It will not look like that when they're printed. And neither were the big, giant black rectangles. Those will be actual photographs. And on the back, the photographs are just placeholders. We'll have high-resolution photographs in the back. We did not dream up the content of this brochure. Your planning department wrote almost all of it in a 10-page version of the economic resource guide that's currently on your city's website. We simply narrowed it down to the 2-page version in front of you, or I should say 2-page front and back with it open. We don't intend to print a zillion of these. Instead, we plan on printing just enough to get through our needs and reprinting and tweaking all of the content as things change rather than print 10,000 of them. I think the city still has some of the old brochures laying around that includes advertising from businesses that no longer exist. This brings me to the... So my goal today is when I leave here, if you could authorize us to finish up the pictures, agree to the way we've laid this out, appreciate, maybe like some of the content, the layout, and tell us we can get moving on this so we can have this thing printed.
The other intent is to show that, in fact, when you've been meeting with the committees, that you actually have been working on a number of projects, and such as the business appreciation dinner, and not just talking about, how nice Craig's tie is or something like that. There's quite a few meetings, right? And I thought what you had said with the original brochure from the planning department was that it was just it was too much information to hand out. You needed to have something more like a business card so that people would have it, get on the plane, and maybe go over it briefly and then have some contact information. So that's...
That's exactly right. The 10-page brochure that we're currently handing out is just too much.
Right.
You want this to be used as sort of the city's business card. It gives enough demographic information about the city, the economic goodness of the city of Franklin, and ties in the rest. And it also links or provides the website on here so that they can get the entire 10 pages of nitty-gritty data if they'd like. You're right.
Were you also looking for some input from the council if they had additional ideas or something that, pictures?
Yes, we are lacking pictures. Joel Beadle has offered us access to his stash of Franklin pictures. I think Alderman Olson gave us the name of a gentleman in Franklin who has a ton of Franklin pictures, so we're still working to get a call back from that gentleman, but hopefully we can get that done soon so we can drop the pictures in. What we don't want is a picture of the water tower.
Even the new one?
Just painted.
So the new one is great.
That is great.
About the banjo?
I'm sure it looks good, but I don't know if that's the image we want to We're turning in the economic development section of Franklin. So maybe some spiffy pictures of some of the new businesses in Franklin would be great.
Alderman Solomon.
When you put the pictures in, and I'm looking at the back, do some contrast printing so people know who, in other words, Wheaton Franciscan, Northwestern Mutual, put that on there.
Oh, okay.
So then you've already identified some of the bigger players within the picture.
Okay, good idea.
And I hope the front's going to be a little bit better than this.
Right, we're missing a key centerpiece, something or other on the front.
Okay.
And we'd hope that there would be a picture that when you look at it, you think of Franklin. We just haven't figured out which picture is appropriate yet. So any of your comments would be great for that.
Library.
Same art's fair.
Yeah. You have to get a lot of space where the water tower is.
Well, I think that's part of the problem we've struggled with as a community is that identity. We don't have the big main draw. We don't have the downtown. So I can see why you're kind of struggling with the front identity picture. So maybe we'll come up with something good. My thought was the chamber. They are always at the ribbon cuttings. If they would offer any photos for you. And the county had the one at the Rock. For that groundbreaking that I just had, so then they have some pictures. Since this isn't just on here for the marketing brochure, it's also on here for the website, I wanted to let you know that I went to the website and I liked how some of the information was, except I found it slow and frustrating when I was trying to download all of those PDFs. And it just seemed like every time I went to a link, it was another PDF, and it took a long time to download. So I don't know if there's anything you can do about that, if they can be pages rather than PDFs. You know, if I want information quickly, I don't want to have to sit and, well, I'll do something else while I'm waiting for that PDF. If you're a business person, you do things gradually. Do you have any feedback on that?
Yeah, I don't think you're referring to our website. Our website doesn't have any PDFs on it. I think what you're referring to is the city's business portion of their website.
It is.
Which is loaded with PDFs. So that's outside of what we're doing. But we could certainly make some recommendations on how those things should download a little bit better.
Yeah, that would be really helpful.
Probably scanned in way too, what term I'm looking for?
Big.
Yeah, big. Use simple words, yeah.
So English major.
You could probably compress those a little bit to have them download faster. Probably most of what you're looking at, I'm guessing, is text. It doesn't need to be picture quality.
Okay.
But yeah, for our website, you're right, and you'll see in a second, we try to make it as snappy as possible.
Alderman Skrowski and Alderman Smith.
Yeah, give me a call. I'll get you some more stuff that you might need.
Okay, great.
Have a lot of it in a while.
Right now, are you looking to incorporate some kind of photos onto the cover, too? Or?
We think so. Yeah. We, you know, the photo that makes the first print, maybe you don't like it, and the next print in 6 months, we swap photos out. So that's the nice part about this brochure is it sits on John McLeek's computer, my computer, and Mark will have an original as well. So we can easily change these and have these printed.
Are you looking at incorporating, like, the Franklin Library or something into a tour, or is it strictly looking at the business type photos?
We're sort of working at your direction, so.
Well, I think I would be leery of two from the Chamber of Commerce did that they incorporated some of our historical photos, but they use some 10 years old and the park has gone through radical changes since they used those pictures, so
everything,
very updated.
Everything should be updated and fresh.
Joel might have this, but I remember there was an exercise that was done by Bruce Konetsky, as a planning manager, where we went all over the city. Alderman Olson might remember this. And we would come here, and then we would go through all the pictures and decide which ones we like. But there must have been 10,000 pictures. So if those are not in the file, I'm sure Bruce Konetsky would be more than willing or happy to show you some of those digital files. Any other comments? I think what you're looking for is, are you on the right track, and should you move forward with this, right?
Yeah, we'll print it as soon as you all agree to it.
Do you want a motion tonight, or do you need one? Or?
Yeah, greater, you can combine them into one at the end of the website.
Okay, why don't we do that? Because I think the website's going to surprise a few people.
Okay.
Yeah. Alderman Solomon.
I'll move to indicate that he's going in the right direction and to put the plan in place to make it come to fruition.
Second.
For the brochure and for the website.
I'll second that comment first.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now the website. I think you have some very good news for us. Right?
Yeah, we'll speed this along. The website is up on the screen here. We budgeted initially $22,612, which you approved, because we sought a website that was similar to what other municipalities have in Wisconsin. Some of our neighboring municipalities, too. We wanted a professional design team to focus strictly on building a great website. Under the suggestion of Alderman Olson again, we met with the technology committee, Mark Levert and Joel Deedle, who all told about how creating the website was long and arduous for the existing city website. So we selected our vendor, and it became apparent that they also thought that it would be just as painful of a process and would take 6 months to a year minimum to launch what we put together here. So we decided that we'd design it ourselves with software from a company called Squarespace, and we'll get to how this all shapes out. But I do want to breeze through just a few of the pages up in front of you. So right now the website is in this address that I'm thankful that you can't see yet, because it's not a live website. So the one thing that we did when we formed our committee is I went out and bought forwardfranklin.com, the domain rights that I'll assign over to the city as soon as we launch this. We've also preserved the name Forward Franklin on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Gmail, and every other piece of social media that we can get our hands on. The section at the top, which is a picture that John Miglick took, this top section constant on every page of the site, as is the bottom footer, which has the contact information for you folks in the city. We debated a lot about the main links here across the top. We wanted to keep it simple, and hopefully you agree with us. Otherwise, we'll add and adjust. In addition to these links that appear on every page, there are four sections that we felt were really important to talk about. One was new Franklin projects. Again, most of this text here is our first attempt. If you could recommend new text or any suggestions, we'd take that. Open for business in Franklin, where we, I'll click on these in just a second, where we go through some of the new businesses in Franklin or some of the existing businesses in Franklin. The planning department's complete economic resource guide is listed there, as well as the targeted development sites in Franklin. Those are all there on the front page. So these are in your packet, so I'm flipping to the second page that was printed for you. The second page is going to be the demographics button, or you can simply just look on the screen. The demographics button is important. This is directly from Joel's section of the city's website. We pull out the city's population, some quick facts for businesses. Population education is important for people to understand what the population's education is, and this would include me, because I need to go to school here. And underneath here, but I'm a member of the population, underneath here is the actual school districts that are in Franklin and their performances. The next section is the section that we'll quickly look at is the business link. This, you'll notice, opens up an exact goes right to the section that Alderman Wilhelm was referring to earlier, which is the business section of the existing site. We didn't think we should duplicate what's already there. Instead, we link right to it, and we can offer some suggestions to the folks that run this section so that we don't duplicate things that are on board. Alderman Olson has a question. I wasn't sure if I should.
Alderman Olson.
What is this argument happens all the time. What is that word business on your header and consequently the city header? What does that mean to anybody?
I just copied exactly what you had already built into the existing.
I would
city
strongly
website.
Request that you find some other.
Give us a word.
Originally, we had do business or doing business.
has to be about city information.
It just, it
something
just,
other than the word business. It makes no sense. That's it. That's my entire
it links
on both websites.
Business opportunities.
Yeah. It just links right to the exact business section. So if you change one, we should change both.
Go for it.
I hear you. All right. So that's the business section. The next section is simply the map.
Oh, excuse me, Craig. Also,
yeah.
Maybe city staff can help, but six-year-old demographic data, especially stuff that's readily available, is probably not appropriate to put on the website. Maybe we can update that.
Okay. The next section was the map, which is which we thought was important, and for whatever reason, this is not loading here. This just links to the city's own map of the entire city, where you can zoom in and look at the neighborhoods and streets. So that does work. I don't know.
Jack.
There was a problem with the emailing system.
Okay. So one thing you will notice is that some of our websites tied into the city, so when the city site's down, ours is going to be a little bit struggling too. The next section is the to-do.
Just so you know, when you gave me the site, everything popped up very quickly, and so did the map and everything in general.
Okay. The to-do section, my company has 20 offices in Wisconsin. We have expanded to Fond du Lac last year. I don't know anything about Fond du Lac, but I know that was a market in Wisconsin I wanted to be in. So I went to their website, and I wanted to know, what the heck do you do in Fond du Lac? So on our committee, we talked about, and you can insert your own punchline, what the heck do you do in Fond du Lac? But we've picked out some just some quick things. So if somebody in Fond du Lac is thinking about Franklin, we picked out just some things, and these are temporary. These are taken with John McClick's iPhone, my iPhone, and Tim Tatlock's iPhone.
It looks like McClick.
Yeah, that could be McClick's statue. We're working on that, too.
Right.
But these are just some things around Franklin we snapped a picture of. They will have captions as well. Alderman Solomon, as far as the captions from the brochure, we'll have captions here just to say what's to do and just some quick things. If you click on it, we'll link to the library and things like that. Last link up here is the next page, which is search properties, depending on the speed of this connection. You also have it in front of you. This links right into the Milwaukee 7. You can drill into Franklin. I used an example I showed in front of you. I said I need an industrial building, 20,000 square feet, existing for sale or lease, and it gave me the four or five properties in Franklin that were available. So I thought that was pretty important to put on the economic development website. It's live, it's free, and it's a powerful tool.
It's always updated.
And it's absolutely live. You take a property off the market or put one on, it's on that site at the very next moment. Back to the home page, this is just one other.
Right.
Yes, sir.
On that, I always hate sending our people to somebody else's site, especially when, excuse me, I'm sorry, but those other people who want to poach our stuff.
Right.
And I appreciate them putting this up there. Perhaps there's the way you can build the link such that it automatically searches for Franklin rather than just goes to the main page. Just a suggestion.
I will ask the folks at the web folks from Milwaukee 7 if that's possible.
No. Maybe Mark can make a phone call to somebody else. Because if you ask them, the answer is no.
Okay.
If you ask somebody from Northwoods or somebody that does this for a living, they
okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Craig.
All right. Will do. Now, back to the open business, open for business in Franklin. This section is just, this is a rotating six pictures, which the business owners and managers of these companies, which is Three Sellers, CarMax, the Staybridge Suites, GFS, Mulligan's, and Proteus Packaging, all supplied all of the information here. They were thrilled that they were going to be in the first six rotation on our website. They provided all the information either directly from the owner or the manager or from their PR firm, and they agreed to send us a picture. So we just thought we'd feature as often as updated as possible the six interesting businesses that are in Franklin. Almost last but not least, targeted developments in Franklin. We link this directly to this wonderful map that you folks have put together that identifies the sections of Franklin that should be targeted for economic growth. The map is here. They're listed below. If you drill down into something like the 27th Street corridor, it tells you some information, didn't populate everything because we wanted to make sure we were on the right track. Some information about those corridors into the system. That's where we are right now.
You talked about what was budgeted.
Yeah.
Okay. Alderman Olson.
I should ask Mark to get you a an email alias so that it's not a Gmail account. I'm not on your page.
Okay.
I can point it to the Gmail.
Sure. We just did it because it was free and took 10 seconds to put together.
I get it. But we should do what we should do.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Doesn't your domain come with a
web?
Or an email?
Sure. We just don't. We haven't. The domain is owned. We just don't have anything there yet to start it up, but we can certainly do something at forwardfranklin.com or link it over to the city's however you got one at this time.
But their email should go through the city server so that we store
For legal reasons. Fair enough. The cost of the site that you just looked at, keeping in mind that you approved $22,612, the cost of the site was $192. Put together by the four Franklin Economic Development Committee members. At this time, we were looking for approval, some criticism, some suggestions, so that we can move forward and publish this thing. The $22,000 and change that we didn't need for the site, we're willing to do whatever you need to do to reallocate it back to you or however you need to do it, but we will not need $22,000 to maintain the site. We
have
do
a trail
need
that
about
needs funding.
What's that?
I have a trail that needs funding.
You have a trail?
Can I reconsider my vote on the budget real quick?
Yeah, there was something about an election that just took place, so a couple cost overruns on it.
So we do need at least $192 a year just to maintain the software, the domain name, and things like that. So we will need a few hundred bucks a year just to maintain it. That's as many bells and whistles as we can pretty much put into this thing for a couple hundred bucks. If at any point you want our committee to go back and build a monstrous website that costs $22,000, we'd be happy to do that. We just think that for what we get for this is money well spent.
Great job, all the committee members. Craig, thank you very much for everything you've done. Alderman Solomon.
What I like about this is that it can change like that, and you're not committed to what's up there for the next 20 years. It can be changed, updated. It's beautiful. Just fantastic.
We can even assign, if Mark wants a key to the section on whatever, we can say that you're in charge of the targeted development section. Tim, you're in charge of the new businesses, keeping the pictures fresh, so we can rotate it and assign tasks each other. Rather than have to go through a web company. So it's
pretty well done. One of the things that I see missing a little bit is more people pictures, something that draws, makes me want to feel connected. I like all the great places, but I want to kind of connect with them a little bit. So you know, a lot of that extra money, maybe you could actually go into the businesses with the funds you have and have a photographer load up a bunch of pictures on CDs and use some of your funds for some interior pictures of some businesses.
Happy to do that.
Alderman
Taylor. Thank you, Governor. Alderman Wilhelm mentioned before that there was a couple of events, or at least one at The Rock, for a groundbreaking. The county sent me a disc with a bunch of pictures from that event that could be posted. Also, we had a dedication of at the sports complex of that parking lot. So the mayor was at that also. So we have a couple events of things that occur. You know, the sports complex is one thing, but the Rock is a pretty big deal. So we easily can get those and get them uploaded. And that has people in them with shovels, which is a good thing.
Okay. Mr. City Attorney.
Get to those annual pictures from a little bit above of St. Mark's College.
Yes.
Labor Day.
I have a couple of those.
Yeah, I got one on my phone.
They're all around the curb.
Walking down the street.
All right, well, we already passed the motion, so.
Did that include the website and the group?
Yes.
Would that be great?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to clarify one thing.
Yes.
Other than making just a few changes with about 10 mouse clicks, we can publish this live at any time. time, so I'm kind of.
I do it now.
Leave it up to me. I could. If you leave it up to me in the next few days just to publish this, is that okay?
Go for it.
Yeah. I think there's something. I think you heard some feedback. Alderman Olson had a couple points about maybe changing some name. That can always be done after the fact, but I mean, if there's a couple, there's some brainstorming I think maybe needs to be done. Maybe we have a committee meeting here upcoming in the next 10 days, I think, scheduled. Maybe by then we could use that time to now and then get some of the feedback we're today, and then you know some photos from maybe Alderman Scrantz and others, and
police officers, firefighters, clerks.
Yeah, Alderman Schmick.
Guys, let's not go crazy.
Movie stars.
You got the junior miss team here in Franklin.
Yeah,
you got a lot of good stuff there.
Okay.
Been around government long? If you got the votes.
Yeah.
You can do it. You can do it, but be smart.
We usually have an ejection seat. Thank you, Tim.
Leave quietly, and you're all right.
For a thunder of applause.
Don't push it. Let's see. Item 6, consideration complaint handling policy and ordinance to amend Chapter 178 of the Municipal Code to provide for cost recovery for services provided to certain nuisance projects. Alderman Wilhelm.
If there aren't any questions, I'll make the motion to change the date for the consideration of the revisions to the city's complaint handling policy, which would be scheduled for November 20th to the meeting of December 4th.
Second.
Moved seconded.
Alderman Wilhelm, could you speak closer to them?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to hear.
I'm sorry. I made the motion that's on the bottom of page 57, the first motion. To delay, it's just a delay on the revisions for the complaint handling policy update. We couldn't get all of it accomplished at once, and there needs to be some more review of that.
Okay, and that's been seconded by Alderman Taylor. Under discussion, Alderman.
Yeah, I want to see. I would like to have some more revision to it because I don't. It's nice to have this, but I don't want to. Try and kill a mosquito with a sledgehammer. I think you don't want to go too far. We have enough ordinances on there, and maybe some small tweaking to certain things like this could be done.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? 6 ayes, no noes. I just have it. Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm?
And then the second motion is to adopt the ordinance to amend Chapter 170 of the Municipal Code, provide for cost recovery for the city services, provided certain nuisance properties or such other actions the council may deem appropriate, but I'm asking that it would be adopting that. The suggestions here, this was put together with input from the police chief. He felt that this would cover his needs and cost recovery and could serve to serve other departments as well. And assistant city attorney, he agreed with that as well. So.
Second.
All right, under discussion, Alderman Olson.
I'm fine with most of this. Some subtle tweaks on page 59. I have a discussion with the city attorney about this. Under 178-9, a 2 procedure, I think it would be appropriate that we insert the words or designees in the third line after health officer, and then obviously you strike the S up term. After the word officer in the sixth line, and then for sake of discussion, I have some personal issue with the number of days listed in the ordinance, knowing how these things unintentionally drag on. I would like to see us have instead of 30 days, make it 15 from the date of service. The owner shall have 30 days, not 60 from the invoice. Mm-hmm. Any unpaid amounts after 60 days, I suppose that's fine. That's an administrative matter. On the next page, the owner may, within 15 days of receipt, petition the county council. Because if you leave them at the longer dates, it's just going to take longer. Judge isn't here. Boy, I wish he would have stepped
in. He's left.
That's the substance of my changes, Mr. Mayor. If I can make it as a motion.
We can make an amendment to the motion.
Amendment.
Amend the motion to make the changes of adding the words or designee at the appropriate spots after health officer and after city administrator and or officer. Change item B to 15 days of data providing service. Change the owner shall have 30 days from the date of invoice. On item C, change the date from within 15. And if somebody wants to make those shorter, I wouldn't.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. On the main motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Let's see. G7, ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 31.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, six aye. Ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you.
You've got a couple more here, Bob.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah,
item G8.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G9?
On
G8. On G8?
Just a
okay.
Mr. Mayor, there's some confusion as to what all the natural resources, wetlands and all of that. There's a wetland that sits in the city easement that's covered under this. Everything's great. The applicant did fine. Let's go forward.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm?
I just had a question about it. It says they'll, page 3.
Sorry, I brought it up.
They'll return the areas that are disturbing to their natural state, just that staff checks on the seating so we know what's going in there.
Okay. Staff clear?
Yes.
Okay, got to go clear.
Okay. No, you can go.
Had to break it up a little bit. Item G9, ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text that standard industrial classification titled Civic, Social, and Fraternal. It's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Welcome to Franklin, gentlemen.
That's it?
That's it.
You got to say something. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Dan Mashinsky from South Shore Masonic Lodge, and along with us, we have other members of the South Shore community, as well as the Grand Lodge of the State of Wisconsin as well, too. So you've given us a little bit of scare. We were trying to, you know, get a big presentation ready, and
well,
thank you very much.
You just did too much goodwill. Yeah. You're a bunch of great people, so thank you for coming to Franklin.
Thank you. We're looking forward to being here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, item G10. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, this is a continuation. I don't know if Mr. Bennett wants to say anything, but it's a continuation of the previous good work that he did on 37th Street, and I'd like to make the recommendation to let him proceed with the work program for both 37th Place and South 36th Street in the subject area as follows. A, approve the work plan for phase 2 of South 37th Place subject MRC approval to lay or relay 31 of the 32 laterals and to eliminate the foundation drain tiles on 12 homes from the connection to the sanitary sewer, including installation of some pumps. B, authorize staff to go out for bid for the relay or relining of 31 laterals and the elimination of the foundation drains on South 37th Place on 12 homes. C, approve the work plan for phase 1 at 36th Street, subject to MMSC approval, which includes dye testing and home inspections. D, authorize staff to go out for bids to install a liner in the sanitary sewer on South 36th Street from West Madison Boulevard to West Missouri Avenue, and authorize a letter agreement with Rupert and Milley to provide, or to propose the specifications for septic tank.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
I'm really tempted to vote no because you had to read the whole.
I know.
Yeah.
Jeez,
right.
Well, you were the one complaining about not reading the motion, so I did it just for you.
So move. Okay. Mr. Bennett.
Yeah, I would really like to comment on the cooperation on that from the neighbors. No, no.
It's on. You just have to speak closely and do it.
That was going on before. Nobody wanted to pay attention to that.
Okay. I just like to say, really, we've had fantastic cooperation from the people in the area. First 37th Street, we've got all the people except the foreclosures basically to sign and allow us to do the work. We had a meeting about 2 weeks ago out in the field, in the rain. We were in a tent. We had a lot of people turn out, even though the weather wasn't good. It looks like we're going to get 100% of the people on 36th Street to sign up. And, you know, I don't know if you want to briefly, maybe just briefly, kind of show what's going to be done. We're looking at putting in a T-liner.
I think they want to take a vote
when your head, what was that saying? When your head quits?
People can have one-on-one consultations with Jack at any
tomorrow.
Time.
Yeah.
Maybe you get it on the website.
Call for an appointment.
When you get the order, stop. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We have a motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed,
we have such confidence in Jack that we don't even question it anymore. Just do it.
Item 11.
Get her done.
Motion to accept petition and waiver of hearing forms for the roadside ditch enclosure 9032 and 9048 South 84th Street. Is there a second? Oh.
I withdraw my motion.
Wow.
Norman Olson.
Are you sure there was a budget hearing tonight? Alderman Olson.
Well, first of all.
He is quiet there.
First of all, this issue's been part and parcel of a huge issue in this neighborhood, in my district, so I will make the motion to accept the petition and waiver of hearing forms for the roadside ditch enclosure at 9032 and 9048 South 48th Street and compliment the staff on the hard work that they've done.
Is there a second?
Second.
Under discussion? Seeing none? Alderman Schmidt?
I want to give my two cents in here. Since I was on the Public Works Commission, I've been debating this for several times, and
thank
I'm
you,
just
Beth.
Glad that we were able to reach a compromise. It's a good public-private cooperative ventures. Glad we're getting it done.
Good job. Thank you.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G12.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the Memorandum of Understanding for 2013, the use of the baseball fields located south of the City Hall, City of Franklin Department of Public Works Facility at 7979 West Ryan Road.
Is there a second?
Second.
The move and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G13, Franklin Professional Firefighters, Local 2760.
Your Honor, I'd like to make a motion to approve a tenant agreement for 2013-2015 with the Franklin Professional Firefighters, Local 2760 of the International Association of Firefighters, AFL-CIO, and authorize the Mayor, Director of Clerk Services, and Director of Administration to execute the labor agreement incorporating the provisions of the attached tenant agreement.
Second.
You would.
Second. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Greatly appreciate, once again, the reasonable efforts and the good work of our firefighters. Thank you very much, and please extend our gratitude.
Thank you, guys.
And keep the spaghetti coming.
Thank you, Bob.
Chief.
Now, if you just get the command staff to be more reasonable. Okay. Council may wish to consider cancellation of or alternate date for the regular Common Council meeting, 11-20-12.
Your Honor, I make a motion that we cancel the meeting of the 20th and proceed December the 4th, I believe.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G15, notice of potential claim.
Move to deny.
Second.
So moved to deny. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to licensing. Alderman Solomon.
Young, hold for appearance. Beasley approved. Roulette approved. Adelaide approved. Gelter approved. Kitzero approved. Kowalski, hold for appointment. Palmer approved. Reed approved. Stangle approved. Strickaharic approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
So I move to second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have. Motion carries. You have before you a list of vouchers, numbers 144730 through 145035. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scranton.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. We're now down to the payroll of October 19th, 2012. You have in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? None. I'm pausing because I've never seen all these happy faces before. I wonder what's going on.
I
don't
know.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
When you're on a roll, keep moving.
Skowronski?
Yes.
Alderman
aye.
Smith?
Maybe.
Yes. Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Olson?
Aye. Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have before you the payroll, net payroll dated November 2nd, 2012. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
There a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
Aye.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Scranton?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
Oh.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We're adjourned.